This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Will TikTok be banned in the U.S.? The bill President Biden will sign into law today forces TikTok's parent company, based in China, to sell it under threat of a ban. The bill's main focus? Providing billions in war aid for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan. The AP's Charles de Ledesma.
A new big package of U.S. military aid will help Ukraine avoid defeat in its war with Russia. Winning will still be a long slog, though. The arms and ammunition in the $61 billion military aid package should enable Ukraine to slow the Russian army's bloody advances. And it will buy Ukraine time for long-term planning about how to take back the fifth of the country now under Russian control. Michael Clark, visiting professor in war studies at King's College London, says ultimately it offers Ukraine the prospect of staying in the war this year. Sometimes in warfare, you've just got to avoid being rolled over. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The question of abortion goes before the Supreme Court today. When can doctors provide abortions during medical emergencies in states with bans? The AP's Donna Warder.
The case being argued today comes from Idaho, which contends that its abortion ban does have exceptions for life-saving procedures, but that allowing it in more medical emergencies would turn hospitals into abortion enclaves. Idaho accuses the Biden administration of misusing a health care law that is meant to ensure patients aren't turned away based on their ability to pay. The high court is expected to rule by the end of June. Donna Warder, Washington.
Some college students across the country are protesting the war in Gaza. Hundreds camped out at Columbia University in New York were facing a deadline to clear out. A Japanese airliner landed safely in Japan this morning after smoke was seen coming from its wing area, says a media report. This is AP News. Testimony resumes tomorrow in Donald Trump's hush money trial. Yesterday,
testifying in Donald Trump's hush money trial, the former publisher of the National Enquirer, David Pecker, told jurors that Trump's lawyer and fixer, Michael Cohen, would call him and say, "We would like for you to run a negative article on a certain political opponent." Pecker said he would send me information about Ted Cruz or about Ben Carson or Marco Rubio, such as bungling surgeon Ben Carson left sponge in patient's brain. Pecker said he would send Cohen drafts of these stories to which Cohen would provide feedback. Asked if he knew whether Cohen ever shared these stories with Trump, Pecker said, "I don't recollect that, no." Trump pled not guilty to charges of falsifying business records to cover up salacious sex stories about him during the 2016 campaign. I'm Julie Walker.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.